O man, do not be stubborn. The shower of Nam is happening. O dear one, meditate on Nam. Death is standing on your head. O man, meditate on Nam. This is a bhajan of Sanji's on page 103. The opportunity has come. Take advantage and earn the Nam. You will not get the human birth again and again. The body will remain here. O owner of the Sangat, take care of it. We are orphans. Take care of us moment after moment. No other glory like yours is seen. Without you, my world has become empty. Standing at your door, I am weeping. God Kirpal has become gracious on you. You have found this ruby. Protect it. O Ajaib, give up stubbornness. O man, do not be stubborn. The shower of Nam is happening. O dear one, meditate on Nam. Death is standing on your head. O man, meditate on Nam. A bhajan on page 103.
Adi Vayadi, Nakarbande Vayadi, Lagi Nam Dijadi, Nam Japa Soniave, Mot Sirte Kadi, Nam Japa Bandeyave. Adi Vayadi, Nakarbande Vayadi, Lagi Nam Dijadi, Nam Japa Soniave, Mot Sirte Kadi, Nam Japa Bandeyave. Hata aya samalaha katale tu nam yoe labana navaro vari jamayana san yoe Hata aya samalaha katale tu nam yoe labana navaro vari jamayana san yoe jindu rejani padi Lagi nam di jadi, nam japa soniave, mota sirate kadi, nam japa bandeyave. Adi vayadi, nakarbande vayadi, lagi nam di jadi, nam japa soniave. Mota sirate kadi, nam japa bandeyave. Sangata devaliya tu sangata sambalave, asihaya timasada rakana ke alave. Sangata devaliyatu sangata sambalave asihayati masada rakana ke alave palapala gadi ve gadi lagi nam di jadi nam japa soniave mota sirate kadi Nam japa bandeyave, adi vayadi, nakarbande vayadi, lagi nam dijadi, nam japa soniave, mota sirate kadi, nam japa bandeyave. Tere jehi horakoi disadina shanave, tere bina sunamera hogia jahanave. Tere jehi horakoi disadina shanave, tere bina sunamera hogia jahanave. Rova darate kadi, lagi nam di jadi, Nama japa sonia ve mota sirate kadi. Nama japa bandeya ve adi ve adi nakar bande ve adi. Lagi nam di jadi nam japa soniave mota sirate kadi nam japa bandiave terite deala prabhu hoya kirpala ve labagia lala enu Rakale sambalave Terite deala prabhu hoya kirpalave Labagia lala enu Rakale sambalave Ajeba chada deadi Lagi namadi jadi Namajapa soniave Mota sirate kadi nama japa bandiave adi ve adi nakar bande ve adi lagi nama di jadi nama japa soniave Mota sirate kadi nam japa bandiave.
God Kirpal has become gracious on you. You have found this ruby. Protect it. O Ajabe, give up stubbornness. O man, do not be stubborn. The shower of Nam is happening. O dear one, meditate on Nam. Death is standing on your head. O man, meditate on Nam. And a reminder that this week we celebrate and remember the birth of Master Kirpal Singh. And next Saturday, February 7th, there'll be a one-day meditation retreat in honor of his birth. There are schedules of the meditation and satsang times at the book table in the big house. And there's a sign-up sheet for initiates who will take meals at the ashram to use to let us know they'll be here. There's also an announcement from the board of directors of Rahani Satsang reminding us that Master Kirpal's birthday is Friday, February 6th. And they've written, as in the past, we ask all sincere seekers to join together at the same moment for a simultaneous, worldwide, 5 to 60 minute or longer meditation. The amount of time will depend upon where you are at the appointed time. If you're at work, excuse yourself for a few minutes. The positive inner power generated by Master through our meditation at the same time every year can only result in great blessings, not only for those participating, but for mankind in general, a great gift from the Master. The designated time is 12 noon Greenwich Mean Time, and that means 7 a.m. here in New Hampshire and the East Coast of the U.S., 4 a.m. on the West Coast, and 5:30 p.m. in Delhi and Rajasthan, India. This first reading is a birthday message from Master Kirpal. This was issued February 6th, 1959. Master wrote, "Human birth is the highest rung of all creation. It is really a rare blessing which you have got. This has been given to you for attaining divine realization and spiritual perfection. It is a supreme opportunity for striving and obtaining a sublime experience of all consciousness. It is to be utilized for this great purpose. The various religions and faiths are so many methods evolved for fulfilling this great purpose of human life. This is the one common basis of all religions. You have been put on the way and given a conscious contact with God power residing within you. You have to develop it by regular practice from day to day. To attain this goal, purify your nature by living a good life. Manifest truth, purity, love, selflessness, and righteousness in your life and activity. Give up all hatred. Eradicate egoism and anger. Eschew violence. Pledge yourself to love, sincerity, humility, forgiveness, and nonviolence. Abandon war. Abandon lust for power. Fill thy heart with compassion, mercy, and universal love. Let the law of love prevail amongst you, which should be radiated to all nations and races. Let true religion of heart be the ruling factor of your lives. Love God, love all, serve all, and have respect for all, as God is immanent in every form. Preach the gospel of oneness. Spread the message of oneness and live a life of oneness. There will be peace on earth. This is the mission of my life, and I pray it may be fulfilled. With fondest love to all, Kirpal Singh. And this next reading is a short darshan session. This took place in March of 1971 and is printed in the book The Light of Kirpal under the heading Sweet Remembrance. And the first disciple asks, "How can I develop love for you, Master?" And Master Kirpal responds saying, "Love for me or the God in me? For whom would you like?" And the disciple answers, "For the God in you." The master says, "That's all right. That's good. That is within you, too. The more you come in contact with him, love will overflow. You see, love will overflow. Constant remembrance or sweet remembrance also helps. The God in me is also the God in you. Only here it is a little more, what do you say, exorbitant. Simply turn your face there. You will find it. The more you come in contact within, you will overflow with love and outwardly have sweet remembrance. When you remain in contact with the God into expression power within you, that very power which is word made flesh, naturally love will flow. Outwardly have sweet remembrance, you see. The diary is for that purpose. Every time confession is there, every time you do, oh, you remember. So he is there, your true friend who will never leave you until the end of the world. There should be some excuse to remember, that's all. I told you the other day that an old lady at the ashram, who was unlearned, also asked to maintain the diary form. And every morning she bowed down, simply offering flowers to the diary form. So after 7 or 8 days, I asked, "How are you doing?" She replied, "Master is within me, walking with me." So it is some excuse for sweet remembrance. That may be anything, any excuse for sweet remembrance. There was once one Radha who was very fond of spirituality. Radha also loved Lord Krishna, and Lord Krishna also loved her. Once Krishna's nails made a scratch on her hand, and after a year, Radha was keeping that alive, always scratching, so it may not be healed, you see. When it healed a little, she would scratch it again. After a year, Krishna asked her, "What is that?" "Oh, this is the remembrance of your scratch. I have been keeping it always alive." So some excuse for remembrance. After a year, a little scratch, an ordinary thing. So some excuse for remembrance. Photos are only for remembrance. When one disciple meets with another disciple, that remembrance has a boost, does it not? When one disciple meets with another disciple, then his guru bhakti devotion to the master is developed, because both are of the same idea, remembering the same thing. When they are both together, then they remember something. When two married women who enjoy the worldly life sit together, they speak excitedly, in high tones, you see. Something like that. It is a bad example, of course, but still. When they sit together and have the sweet remembrance of the master, they talk of that sweetness, this and that thing. And love will overflow. It is a matter of the heart, not of the head, mind that. So spirituality is not of the head, not of the intellect, although intellect may be able to explain so many things. Years and years ago, I read of the event just given of Lord Krishna's life. That scratch was an excuse for sweet remembrance. Once my master gave me a Kashmiri cloak, a very valuable cloak. He also gave some very good bedding, very well decorated. Once he sent for me and called me into his room. When I was there, he wore the cloak himself first, then took it off and gave it to me. I have kept that cloak with me still. Then another time, he gave me very good bedding, very ornamental. But before he gave it to me, he kept them over his head. These are tokens of love, you see. Love knows no law. In Gandhi's time, people loved him. Once there was one handkerchief, a very ordinary handkerchief. He said, "All right, who will have it?" And at an auction, that small handkerchief sold for about 5,000 rupees. So it was a very costly handkerchief. A token of love. And this is from a satsang that Sanchi gave in France in June of 1994. This talk was given the title, "He Cared About My Meditation." And Sanchi said, "I bow down at the feet of my beloved Gurudevs, Almighty Lord Sawan and Kirpal, who have showered limitless grace upon this poor soul. They showered so much grace upon me, just as Guru Ravidas showered grace on the washerman's daughter. In the same way, my beloved masters have showered grace upon me. King Pipa was the king of Ganganath, and he was a very good king. He was living very comfortably in his palace. But when the desire to do the devotion of God was created within him, he gave up his kingdom because he was a very good soul. Often I have said that such souls within whom the desire to do the devotion of God is created are never affected by poverty or richness. For them it doesn't make any difference if they are rich or poor. When the king of Balak Bukhara got the yearning to do the devotion of God, he also gave up his kingdom. He went down to India, found Kabir Sahib, and for 12 years he cleaned Kabir's house with a broom and also helped him in weaving the cloth. After giving up his kingdom and after serving Kabir Sahib for 12 long years, he was able to get the initiation from Kabir Sahib. King Pipa had made a temple in his palace and he used to worship idols in that temple. You know that when it is about to rain, the clouds form in the sky. And that is a sign that it is going to rain. In the same way, when the time of our meeting with the perfect master approaches, we also get a sign. Even though King Pipa used to worship idols in the temple which he had made, a hidden voice, a divine voice, started coming to him which said, O Pipa, look for the perfect master, because the negative power is such a power that if he meets any soul who doesn't have the protection of the perfect master, that soul won't be forgiven by the negative power. And the negative power tortures that soul. He even de-skins that soul. So in order to save yourself from that, go and look for the perfect master. So King Pipa called his counselors and the other people who used to help him in ruling his kingdom and asked them if there was any perfect master available at that time. They replied, Kabir Sahib has left the body. He was the perfect master. And after him, Guru Ravidas was the perfect master. But he is a cobbler, and he belongs to a low caste. I have often said that mind is an agent of the negative power. And he often creates many obstacles and hindrances when we go to the masters. And when we go for the holy initiation, he doesn't want to lose any opportunity. That is why he creates doubts. He creates so many hurdles when we are about to go to the master. So King Pipa's mind started creating doubts in him and started convincing him, you are a king belonging to the Kshatriya caste, which is the highest caste. And if you go to a cobbler and if you take him as your master, what will people say? It is possible that when they find out that you have taken a low-caste cobbler as your master, they may turn against you. And it is possible that he may turn you into a cobbler too. So his mind started creating such thoughts, such doubts in him. But since he had the desire to do the devotion of God, he also started thinking, maybe I should find some occasion when I can go and see Ravidas without anyone seeing me. And in that way, I can get the knowledge of God. It so happened that one day there was a big fair on the bank of the river Ganges. Everyone from the kingdom had gone there. So King Pipa thought it was a very good opportunity to meet Ravidas, because no one would know that he had gone to see him. King Pipa went to Ravidas. At that time, Ravidas was working. He was taking water from a bigger tank and putting it into a smaller tank. When Ravidas saw King Pipa coming, he thought, he is a king, but still he has come to my door, and I should give him something. I should give him something which he may remember all the time. I should do something so that he will remember that he came to a saint. So when King Pipa came near Guru Ravidas, Guru Ravidas said, okay, king, cup your hands. Now you know that when the master says something, because of his aura and because of his personality, the jivas cannot say anything. Since King Pipa was impressed by his personality, he could not refuse, and he at once cupped his hands. But his mind was again with him, and his mind told him, if you will drink this water, you will be made into a cobbler, and you will be ruined. At that time he was wearing a long-sleeved kurta, like I am wearing. So when Guru Ravidas poured the water in his hands, he did not swallow that water. He did not drink that water. Instead, he just let the water flow down the sleeves of his kurta, and afterwards he returned to his home, thinking that if he had drunk that water, he would have become a cobbler. So he called his washerman, and he told him to wash the stain of that water right away. The washerman took that shirt to his home, and he started heating the water and told his daughter to suck the stain out of the shirt. Now that washerman's daughter was very innocent and very young. So instead of spitting out the stained water, she swallowed it. And as she went on swallowing the water, her inner vision got opened. And she started talking about the knowledge. She started talking about the inner planes. That became known to the people in the neighborhood, and after a few days, everyone heard that the daughter of the washerman had become a Mahatma, and she was talking about the inner secrets and the inner knowledge. King Pipa also heard about that washerman's daughter, and since he desired and was yearning to do the devotion of God, he went to the washerman's home one night. When the washerman's daughter saw King Pipa coming, she at once stood up. King Pipa said, "Dear daughter, don't stand up. I have not come to you, understanding you as the washerman's daughter. I have come to you, understanding you as a Mahatma, and I want some knowledge of God." She replied, "Your Highness, I have not stood up understanding you as a king. I have stood up only because whatever I have obtained only from your shirt. The secret was in your shirt." Now, it is the quality of the mind that first he makes us make the mistake, and afterwards he makes us realize our mistake. So then King Pipa realized he had made a mistake by not drinking the water offered by Guru Ravidas, because by then he realized that at that time Guru Ravidas was showering his grace upon him. So at once the king ran to Guru Ravidas and begged him to shower that grace once again on him. The king said, "I am sorry that I made that mistake. I should have drunk the water." Guru Ravidas said, "King, at that time such was the will, such was the moj, that the water I was giving you was not water. It was the nectar which was flowing down from Sach Khand, and I wanted to give you that, but you did not accept it. Anyway, now I will give you the initiation, and you will have to meditate upon that nam, and then you can get that nectar." So King Pipa got the initiation from Guru Ravidas, and after receiving the initiation, he did not just remain idle. He worked very hard in meditation, and he became a perfect saint. He obtained the highest status of Sahaj, and his hymn, his bani, is included in the Guru Granth Sahib. You know that Guru Granth Sahib includes only the banis of those Mahatmas who have attained the highest status. Often this story is published in the magazine, and I often tell this story in the satsang. The purpose or the meaning of telling this story to you again and again is because there is a great relevance to my life in this story. Saints are merciful to the suffering ones. If someone becomes poor or humble, they are ready to shower their grace. If someone empties his cup and puts it in front of the master, they are always ready to fill it up. If someone becomes poor and humble, they are always ready to bless him with all the riches. To become poor doesn't mean that you have to give up all your belongings, all the things you have of this world. To become poor or humble means that if God Almighty has given you all the riches and all the things, you use those things understanding them as God Almighty's. Hazur Maharaj Kirpal used to say, "There is food for the hungry and water for the thirsty. It is the law of nature. Nature provides food for the hungry and water for the thirsty." He knew what was in the heart of the people, and the heart talks to the heart. For 25 years of his life, Master Kirpal always used to say, "The one who has come to give has no problem, and he only gives. All the problems are with those who receive." So he knew about the hearts of the people, and he knew what desires were in those hearts. And according to their receptivity, according to their desires and yearnings, he fulfilled everyone's desire and everyone's yearning. Nowadays, when you people go to Rajasthan, over there you find good roads, you find canals, there is a lot of greenery there. But at the time when beloved Lord Kirpal traveled to Rajasthan, it was not like that. It was very dry. It was a desert. And the roads were not so good. And it was not very easy to travel in Rajasthan. So at that time, when it was very difficult to travel, Hazur Maharaj Kirpal himself showered his grace upon me. And he himself went there to quench the thirst of this poor soul who was suffering and who was being heated up. He went there and he showered the rain of Naam upon this soul, because he knew who was suffering for him, who was waiting for him, because he knew about our hearts. So the meaning of saying all this is for you to understand how all-conscious our beloved Lord Kirpal was, and how he knew who was sitting in his remembrance, and how he went to the places to quench the thirst of the dear ones. Since my childhood, I had this feeling that I had lost something, and in order to search for that lost thing, that unknown thing, I went to many places. I went to all the temples and holy places in India. And wherever I went, and whatever the people there had to offer to me, they offered. But I could not quench my thirst. And if I did not get what I was looking for in those places, I did not come back with bad feelings or less faith in them. I always came back with good wishes. Finally, after searching a lot, when I came in contact with Baba Bishan Das, it was his grace that he brought me in contact with him. He gave me initiation into the first two names. He was very strict and very strong, and it was very hard to get the initiation from him. But he was very gracious, and he gave me the initiation into the first two names, and he made me do the meditation on those two names for 18 years. And he made me successful in that practice. Often I have said, dear ones, the early meditations of Sant Mat are very difficult to do, but once you start going within, then the later practices are not as difficult. I did not meet Master Kirpal just by chance. He himself had sent his dear one to me with the message, ask him to stay at home, I am coming. And he himself came. So you can very well imagine how all-conscious he was, how gracious he was, and with both his hands how much grace he wanted to shower upon me. When Lord Kirpal went there, he did not talk about any worldly thing. The very first thing he asked me was, how is your meditation? Hearing that question, I felt very overwhelmed, and I was very moved, because that was the first time in my whole life that someone had come to me and asked me how I was doing in my meditation. I had this habit of writing poetry ever since my childhood. So when beloved Lord asked me that question about my meditation, I replied in the form of poetry. I said, many people came to me and they all sang their own songs, but no one made me do the meditation. No one cared about my meditation. But today, I am a very fortunate one. Blessed is this day. Today, my fate has been awakened that such a guest has come who has cared about my meditation. So a very brief hymn of Guru Ram Das Ji is presented to you. He tells us that because of his mind, King Pipa could not drink the nectar that was offered to him by Guru Ravidas. And since he couldn't take advantage of the nectar, after taking initiation, he had to work very hard for what he could have easily achieved by drinking the nectar when Guru Ravidas offered it to him. Only because of the obstacle of his mind, he was not able to take advantage of the grace of Guru Ravidas. So in the same way, Guru Ram Das Ji Maharaj says here, if we have any enemy, it is our mind. If there is any obstacle or any wall between us and God Almighty, that is the wall of our mind. Kabir Sahib says, the whole world has become like a dead body in front of the mind. Rare are the ones who are the dead bodies in front of the Master. But those who have become the dead bodies in front of the Master, they have traversed into the unreachable plane. You know that the person who bathes the dead body can decide how he wants to treat the dead body, whether he wants to wash it with nice soap, whether he wants to put a nice scent on it, or whether he wants to put dirt on it. He can decide whether he wants to turn the body on this side or that side. So it is completely up to the person who is bathing the dead body, because the dead body doesn't have any wish. The dead body cannot say anything. In the same way, we people have become like the dead bodies in front of our mind. And that is why when the mind wants us to indulge in lust, we indulge in lust. And when the mind wants us to indulge in criticism and the other bad things, we do that. Whatever the mind wants us to do, we do that. We have become just like a puppet in the hands of our mind. In the Puranas, you may read the stories of the rishis, and you will find that this mind did not spare even the rishis. He did not spare even the people who performed the great austerities and the great japas. When he was able to play tricks on them, when he was able to conquer them, he made those great people even worse than ordinary worldly people. I have often said that it is very easy to be called a saint, but it is very difficult to become a saint. You will not find any story of any perfect master who was either conquered by or fooled by the mind, or who did anything bad because of the mind. And I'm going to stop that reading there. And read this bhajan talk that Sanchi gave in Bombay in January of 1992. This talk was given the title, A Place Where the Master Can Sit. Sanchi says, all of you are welcome here in the names of gods Sawan and Kirpal. I'm extremely happy to see all the dear ones. You know that a wrestler becomes happy when he meets another wrestler. And like a drug addict becomes very happy to see another drug addict, in the same way a satsangi becomes very happy when he meets another satsangi. The masters are always very happy to see the satsangis, the disciples, because they come to refresh in our mind the teachings which our beloved master has given to us. So I am extremely happy to be here, and I am very pleased to be able to sit in the meditation with all of you. Santmat is not a path of mind, intellect, or reasoning. It is a path of doing the practice. It is the path of going within and meeting with God Almighty. If there is any perfect holy scripture or any perfect book, it is our own human body of 6 feet. Only after going within this human body and only after reading this holy scripture can we realize the truth and meet our beloved Lord. The purpose of the Master's coming into this world becomes fulfilled only if we live up to their commandments, and only when we go within this human body and read this holy scripture and meet God Almighty. Only then the purpose or the teachings which the Masters have given to us is fulfilled. Kabir Sahib says that the only truth is to go within this human body and receive the pearl of Nam. That is the only truth, and we can realize that truth only if we go within. Dear ones, saints do not mean to say that reading is bad. In fact, Master Kirpal Singh used to say that if a saint who has done the meditation is educated, if he has learned the things of this world, it is like an additional ornament or a garland around his neck. So they don't say that reading or gaining worldly knowledge is bad, but they do say that in order to realize the ultimate truth, it is very important for us to enter this laboratory of the human body. I remember the times which I spent with Baba Bishan Das, from whom I got the initiation into the first two words. He belonged to the royal family of the state of Naba, which was once a very wealthy state. Baba Bishan Das was very educated, but when he went to see his master, Baba Amolak Das, he thought, if I will try to talk to Baba Amolak Das about books and all those things, it is not going to work. So why don't I, becoming humble and poor, try to get the real wealth of devotion which Baba Amolak Das has. So he used to say, when I went to see Baba Amolak Das, the only thing which I said was, Master, take me out from this hell. So whatever wealth of devotion Baba Amolak Das had with him, he had perfected himself up to the second plane. He gave all that wealth to Baba Bishan Das. So, dear ones, with the grace of those masters, I got the opportunity to make my life. And only with their grace I was able to make my life. I did not get any peace from any wealth or anything else. Only with their grace I was able to get this peace and make my life. I see many people. I see poor people as well as the richest people, and people who have a lot of power. But I have never been satisfied. I have never seen any of them satisfied. Only those who have the Nam with them are satisfied. The peace is in the Nam, and only those who have the Nam and those who meditate on the Nam can get satisfaction. Thanks to our beloved Master that he has given us this blessed opportunity to sing his praises. So today we will sing the bhajans. All of your bhajans are very sweet and loving, and I love them. So anyone who wants us to sing a bhajan can do that. But please raise your hand, and once Sanchi says, okay, you can sing, then you can read out the page number from which you are singing the bhajan so that the other dear ones can join you in the bhajan. And at that point, about two-thirds of the dear ones raised their hands as soon as this last portion was translated, and Sanchi laughed heartily. And then he said, in the early days when both the Spanish-speaking people as well as the English-speaking, the North Americans, used to come here to the ashram in Rajasthan, you know that the South Americans or the Spanish-speaking people have much enthusiasm for singing bhajans, so they would always want to sing more. So once again this time, I have the opportunity to see all the dear ones together, and you would have noticed that as soon as I said you should raise your hands, they all raised their hands. So I am very happy to see all this enthusiasm. And then the first bhajan was sung, and it was Ajishu Bariharaye. And I'm going to read the translation of this bhajan. Today is the auspicious day, and it has come with good fortune, for we had the darshan of our beloved Satguru. One who is entangled in this world, one who is always forgetful in this world, and one who has gone many times up and down, and one who is stopped in this world, one who was caught in the superstition and the blind faith of the world. He has been taught the teachings of the Satguru, and Satguru has put him on the path. Today he speaks some of light, some far and near, and other matters are coming on his lips like waves in the ocean. He has awakened our within by saying some incidents of past days, some of the present days, some of the coming days. And he has told us many good things. Thus he has awakened our within. He who is the beloved and worthy of worship in this mortal world, he is free from all the temptations. He is the star of this dark world, and he has removed the sins from the world, from me and you. And he has cleared up the difference between the liar and the truthful one, between the low and the high. One who is to get hell gets heaven if he comes to his path. This is in one's own hands. One who does this meditation, whether today or tomorrow, will never die out of the hunger of Nam. Because coming to this path, many sinners have turned into devotees. God is not achieved by going in the mosque, nor is he in the temple. He is not in the wilderness, but he is within everybody. When we close our outer eyes and walk on the path shown by Master, and when we do the Simran of Master's teaching, Master himself unites us with God after bringing us to the path. From the shadow of the clouds and from behind the drops of rain, from the cold of winter and the fire of summer. Master's teachings, Master's grace, and Master's sayings have liberated millions of sinners who have remembered his name only for once. This is the determination of a Jabe. Always be attached to Kirpal. Always be happy in his will. Whatever he gives, always be contented with that. This is your path. And if you go away from the path, you will go astray. You will suffer, because those who have forgotten their Satguru have not been happy. Today is the auspicious day, and it has come with good fortune, for we had the darshan of our beloved Satguru. And Sanchi said, for 25 years of his life, our beloved Master Kirpal went to many places in this world, far and near, to give out the message to the souls to come back home. In this bhajan, it says the same thing, how he went to all those different places. And wherever his souls were, wherever anybody was sitting in his remembrance and was yearning for him, he went there to quench their thirst. It is true that before I met beloved Master Kirpal Singh physically, I had not met anyone who would criticize him or who would praise him. I did not have any idea. I had not heard anything about Master Kirpal before I met him physically. It was only his grace that he chose me and that he traveled all the way from Delhi, 500 kilometers, and he came to my place. Before coming, he sent one of his dear ones to tell me to wait there at my place because the Master was coming. He knew where and who was sitting in his remembrance, and he found me himself. You know that right from my childhood I had this habit of sitting in the remembrance of God and waiting for him. So this particular bhajan, which the dear ones have just sung, was sung at the time when I met my beloved Master Kirpal Singh physically for the first time. So whenever the dear ones sing this bhajan, it refreshes the memory of those moments, those first moments when I met my beloved Lord. If you read the words of this bhajan, you will find hundreds of secrets hidden behind every single word. Often I have said that I never asked any question to my beloved Master. When I met him, I told him, Master, I do not have any questions which I can ask you. I am like a virgin girl and I have no thoughts or questions in me, nothing except that right from my childhood I have been waiting for you, sitting in your remembrance. My mind and my soul are empty, and I do not have any questions. I do not know what to talk of or what to ask of you. Hearing that, Master Kirpal Singh said, I have come all this way only after looking at your empty mind and soul, because there are many people around me who are the mental wrestlers, those who wrestle with their minds and those who are very learned. But I do not have anyone around me whose mind or whose soul is empty, and who is waiting just for me. So I've come to you all this way, only because I have seen that you have a place where the Master can sit. And the tape I'm going to play is a talk that Sanchi gave at the Shamas Meditation Retreat in California on the day of Master Kirpal's departure, the anniversary of his departure. This was in August 21st, 1980.
Os Param Dayalu Paramatma da Dhanwad karda hai ਕਿ ਜੋ ਆਪਣਾ ਅਸਲੀ ਘਰ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਔਰ ਆਪਣਾ ਅਸਲੀ ਰੂਪ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਜਾਮਾ ਧਾਰ ਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਿਚਕਾਰ ਰਿਹਾ
I thank all gracious Lord who left his real home and who left his real form of Shabad and taking the human body who dwelt within us, among us.
ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਨੇ ਬੜਾ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਨਾਮ ਉਸ ਦਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਰੱਖਿਆ। ਕਿਆ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ।
His parents gave him a very beautiful name, Kirpal, which means one who is gracious.
ਉਸ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨੇ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿ ਹਰ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਤੇ ਰਾਜ ਕੀਤਾ। ਹਰੇਕ ਨੂੰ ਇਹੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਸਬਕ ਪੜਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਹੈ। ਸਾਡਾ ਸਭ ਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ। ਇੱਕ ਅਸਮਾਨ ਦੇ ਥੱਲੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਰਹਿ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ, ਇੱਕ ਧਰਤੀ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਚੱਲ ਫਿਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ। ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ, ਪ੍ਰੇਮ, ਮੁਹੱਬਤ ਆਪਸਰੀ ਮੇ ਕਰਨੀ ਚਾਹੀਦੀ ਹੈ।
That Kripal showered such grace that he taught everyone the message of love. He taught everyone that we are the children of the same God and we are living under the one sky. We are living on the same earth, on the one earth, and we all are created by God. And that is why we should love everybody with love and affection.
ਉਸ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਨੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰਨ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਕਸਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੱਡੀ। ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਕਿ ਬਈ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਕਸੂਰ ਨਹੀਂ। ਦੇਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਤਾਂ ਹੁਣ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਇਆ ਹੀ ਹੈ, ਸਵਾਲ ਲੈਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਿੰਨੀ ਜਿੰਨੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਗ੍ਰਹਿਣ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਸੀ ਉਤਨਾ ਉਤਨਾ ਉਸਨੇ ਉਸ ਮਹਾਂਪੁਰਸ਼ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝਿਆ।
That Kripal didn't leave any stone unturned in showering his grace. He always showered his grace. He always used to say that now the giver has come, take it. And all those who were ready to receive his grace, according to their receptivity, they understood that great soul and they got grace according to their receptivity.
ਅਸੀਂ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਕਹਿ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸੁਜਾਖਾ ਸੀ, ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਅੰਧੇ ਸੀ। ਉਸਨੇ ਆਪ ਹੀ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਉਂਗਲੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਕੜਾਈ, ਤਦ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪਛਾਣ ਸਕੇ।
We can even say that Kripal was having sight and we all were blind in front of him and he himself called us and made us hold his finger and only then we were able to recognize him.
ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਜਵਾਨ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਚੜਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ। ਇੱਕ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹ ਬੜੇ ਖੁਸ਼ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਔਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕਮਰ ਕਸਾ ਕਸਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਭ ਰਾਸ਼ਟਰ ਦੇ ਬੰਦੇ ਇੱਕ ਹੈ, ਇੱਕ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇੱਕ ਘਰ ਚੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਚੋਂ ਵਿਛੜ ਕੇ ਆਏ ਹੈ, ਉੱਥੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਹੀ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੈ। ਅਸੀਂ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਹੀ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਹੀ ਇਸ ਭਗਤੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਾਮਯਾਬ ਹੋ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਸਾਡੇ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਇਨਸਾਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੋਵੇ, ਹੀਰਖਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ। ਜਿਤਨਾ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਦਾਅਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਦੋਂ ਵੱਧ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਸਾਡੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਮਦਰਦੀ ਹੋਵੇ।
We know that always he had the word of love on his tongue and he always spoke everything regarding the love. He was always ready to bring everybody in this world in love together, no matter to which country they belonged. And he was prepared to give the message of love to everyone and to bring them together, no matter to which country, to which religion they belong. And always he was very pleased to bring everybody together in the relation of love. And he always used to say that we have come here to do the devotion of Lord. And he always made us do the devotion of Lord. And he said that we can do the devotion of Lord only if we have love for the creation of Lord. If we claim that we love God, we need to love the creation of Lord more than we love Lord, because Lord has created this all creation, and unless we have love for everyone and unless we give up the enmity and jealousy for everyone and we have only love for them, we cannot do the devotion of Lord, because Lord has come down from Sachkhand, and unless we do the devotion and go back to him, and unless we have love for everyone, we cannot do his devotion.
Oh param dayalu kripal pyar da samundar si aur ਜੋ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਪੁਜਾਰੀ ਬਣਿਆ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਮਹਾਨ ਪਿਆਰ ਮਿਲਿਆ। ਸਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੀ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਕਰੀਏ। ਅੱਜ ਉਹ ਦਿਹਾੜਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਦਿਨ ਉਹ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਆਪਣੀ ਯਾਤਰਾ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਪੂਰੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਘਰ ਵਾਪਸ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਗਿਆ।
ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਆਲ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ਼ੀਅਸ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਵਾਜ਼ ਐਨ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਟੀਸ ਆਫ ਲਵ ਦੇ ਰਿਸੀਵਡ ਲਵ ਫਰੋਮ ਹਿਮ। So we should also follow his teachings, obey his commandments, and go back to him and become his part. Today is that day when Almighty Kirpal finished his worldly journey and went back to his real home.
Sanu pata hona chahida hai ke deh nu hi dukh hunda hai, deh nu hi sukh hunda hai, aur deh nu hi thakeve hunde hai. Jado sant shabad de vich ja ke sama jaan, ਨਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਥਕੇਵਾਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਉਹ ਥੱਕੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦਾ ਹੱਥ ਨਹੀਂ, ਪਾਉਂ ਨਹੀਂ, ਸ਼ਬਦ ਤਾਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਹੁਣ ਉਸ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਚਲਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕੋਈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਥਕੇਵਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ। ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਬੜਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਕਰਮਾਂ ਦਾ ਬੋਝਾ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਉੱਪਰ ਲੱਦਿਆ ਔਰ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਥਕਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ।
ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਪੇਨਸ ਔਰ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ ਓਨਲੀ ਐਸ ਲੌਂਗ ਐਸ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਬੋਡੀ. The body has the pains, the body has the happiness, only the body gets tired. And when he has left the body and has gone back to the Shabbat and has become one with Shabbat, then he doesn't have any pain, he is not tired. Because the Shabbat doesn't have any hands or feet, it doesn't have the body, Shabbat is Shabbat. No doubt we people put a lot of burden of our karmas and made him tired and gave him a lot of pain and suffering. But now when he has gone back and become one with Shabbat, he doesn't have any pain because he doesn't have any body. And now he has become one with Shabbat, which doesn't have any body.
ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੋਕ ਅੱਜ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਥੱਕਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਨਜ਼ਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਇਆ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਵਿਚਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਹੁਣ ਕਿਹੜੇ ਘਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹੁੰਚਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ, ਕਿ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਕਦੇ ਕੋਈ ਥਕੇਵਾਂ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵੀ ਕਦੇ ਬੁੱਢਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ। ਸ਼ਬਦ ਤਾਂ ਆ ਜਗਾਤ ਤੋਂ ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਹੀ ਤੁਰਿਆ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
Those who say that now Master Kirpal has become tired or he looks tired, they don't even know that where Master Kirpal has gone, to which home he has gone. He has gone to that home, he has gone to that place where there is no tiredness, where there is no pain. Because now Kirpal has become Shabbat, and can Shabbat have any pain? Can Shabbat have any tiredness? Shabbat has been strong and always buoyant ever since the creation was created, ever since the Shabbat was created.
ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਮੇਰਾ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੋ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਅਵਿਨਾਸ਼ੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਹਰ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਸਮਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਮੇਰਾ ਸਦਾ ਸਦਾ ਨਾ ਆਵੇ ਨਾ ਜਾਏ, ਉਹ ਅਵਿਨਾਸ਼ੀ ਪੁਰਸ਼ ਹੈ, ਹਰ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਸਮਾਏ।
ਮਾਈ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਇਜ਼ ਇਮੋਰਟਲ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲ ਪਰਵੇਡਿੰਗ। ਮਾਈ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਇਜ਼ ਇਮੋਰਟਲ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਪਰਵੇਡਿੰਗ ਐਵਰੀਵਨ. Neither he comes nor he goes, he always remains present at every place.
Pyareo, main hamesha ye dassda reha hai ke mera satguru prabh dayalu kripal pyar da samundar si. Main eh vi dassya ke bachpane to mainu pyar di tadap si, main pyar da pujari si, mainu us to pyar milya.
Dear ones, always I have said that my all gracious satguru kripal was an ocean of love, and I was always the devotee for the love, and he gave me only love, because ever since my childhood I was desiring the love, and when he met me he gave me only love.
Main hamesha eh vi dassya ke kis tarah bachpane to mere dil de andar tadap si, kis tarah jad Kripal ne aap hi daya karke mere ghar aaya, aur main eh vi dassda hunna ke main kade us te shak nahi kita siga, main us te koi sawal nahi kita siga, kyunki mainu pyaas lagi hui si, mainu tadap sigi, mainu pani di badi zarurat sigi, aur usne mainu pani pyar da pyaya.
Often I have said that how I was yearning for the love and how I was thirsty for the love ever since my childhood, and all life long I went on searching for it, and when the time came that all gracious almighty Kripal came to my home by himself, and how he quenched my thirst, how he gave me the water of love which for which I was yearning, I didn't have any doubt for him. I didn't ask him any questions because I was having the thirst for the water and I was having faith in him. I was searching for him. So that is why when he came, my search was completed. And because I was thirsty, I didn't have any doubts on him. I didn't ask any question to him. And because I was desirous of water and he had that water of love, so he gave me that water and quenched my thirst.
ਔਰ ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਰਾਗ ਸਿੱਖਣ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਰਾਗ ਸਿੱਖਣ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ, ਭਾਵੇਂ ਤਾਨਸੈਨ ਰਾਗ ਦਾ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਉਹਦੀਆਂ ਖੁਦ ਜੁੱਤੀਆਂ ਝਾੜਦਾ ਫਿਰੇ, ਉਹ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਉਸਦੀ ਇੱਜ਼ਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰੇਗਾ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਸ ਨੂੰ ਰਾਗ ਸਿੱਖਣ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਹੈ, ਤੜਫ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਤਾਨਸੈਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਖੁਦ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਜੁੱਤੀਆਂ ਝਾੜੇਗਾ।
Those who do not want to learn the art of music, no matter if Tansen, who is called the king of the music, comes and wipes off their shoes, still they will not want to pay any respect to Tansen because they don't want to listen the art of music. But those who want to listen to the art of music, they will go and wipe the shoes of Tansen because they have desire, they are yearning for that.
So sir, mere naal mere guru ne oh pyar kita ke jis tarah da ik pita apne bete de naal karda hai, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੁੱਕਲ 'ਚ ਬਿਠਾਉਂਦਾ, ਕਈ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਖਾਣਾ ਨਾਲ ਖਵਾਉਂਦਾ, ਮੈਂ ਉਹਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਬਿਆਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ।
ਮਾਈ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਲਵਡ ਮੀ ਇਨ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਵੇ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਫਾਦਰ ਲਵਸ ਦ ਚਾਈਲਡ ਲਵਸ ਅ ਸਨ। ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਮੇਕ ਮੀ ਸਿਟ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਲੈਪ, ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਮੇਕ ਮੀ ਈਟ ਵਿਦ ਹਿਮ, ਐਂਡ ਦ ਲਵ ਵਿਚ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਰਿਸੀਵਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਹਿਮ, ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਨਾਟ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬ ਦੈਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਰਡਸ।
ਬਚਪਨੇ ਤੋਂ ਮਾਤਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬੜਾ ਪ੍ਰੇਰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਦਾ ਬੜਾ ਵੱਡਾ ਮਸਲਾ ਸੀਗਾ। ਮੈਂ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ 'ਚੋਂ ਬਚਪਨੇ ਤੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਐਸੀ ਤਾਕਤ ਆਪਣੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਮਹਿਸੂਸ ਕਰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਕਾਬੂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਦਿਸਦੀ ਸੀ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਕਰਦੀ ਸੀਗੀ। ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਸੋਚਦਾ ਸੈਂ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਤਾਕਤ ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ, ਕਿ ਔਰਤ ਹੈ ਚਾਹੇ ਮਰਦ ਹੈ। ਅਗਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਇਹ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਰੇਸ਼ਾਨ ਕਰੀ ਬੈਠੀ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਮੈਂ ਇੱਕ ਹੋਰ ਲਿਆਊਂਗਾ
Ever since my youth, my parents used to inspire me a lot to get married, but I was not having any intention to get married because right from my childhood I was aware of that power residing in my within which was creating all the problems and confusions, and I was thinking that when I cannot control the power, I cannot control this thing which I have in my within, and if I will get married to someone and if I will have to deal with the power which is residing within the other person also, how I am going to do that? Because until I can control the power which is in my within, how can I control the power which will be in the within of somebody else with whom I will get married?
Jad main apni khoj jari kiti, sadhu baneya, jatan vagaira rakhiya, us din ਮੇਰੀ ਮਾਤਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ 3 ਮੀਲ ਚੱਲ ਕੇ ਆਈ। ਉਹ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਇਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੀ ਆਈ ਕਿ ਬੇਟਾ ਤੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਦਫ਼ਾ ਸ਼ਾਦੀ ਕਰਾ ਲਾ, ਮੈਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਫੇਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਹੂੰਗੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਨੂੰ। ਮੈਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਫੇਰ ਤਾਂ ਕਹਿਣ ਵਾਲੀ ਆਪੇ ਹੀ ਆ ਜਾਏਗੀ, ਤੈਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਪਏਗੀ।
ਵੈਨ ਆਈ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਮਾਈ ਸਰਚ ਐਂਡ ਗਰੂ ਮਾਈ ਲੌਂਗ ਹੇਅਰ, ਮਾਈ ਮਦਰ ਕੇਮ ਵਿਦ ਮੀ ਫੋਰ 3 ਮਾਈਲਸ, ਸ਼ੀ ਕੇਮ ਵਿਦ ਮੀ ਐਂਡ ਸ਼ੀ ਟੋਲਡ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਡੀਅਰ ਸਨ, you get married at least for once and then I will not tell you not to do the devotion. I said that, mother, then you will not need to tell me not to do the devotion because the one who will tell me will already be with me when I will get married for once, so then you will not need to tell me.
To mera kehna da bhav, main usnu eh dassya ke jisne mainu varna hai, agar meri kismat de vich shaadi honi likhi hai to apne aap hi ho jayegi, ape shaadi wala koi aa jayega.
I told her that if I am supposed to get married and the person who will marry me, and if it is written in my fate that I must get married, then the person who is going to marry me will come to me by himself.
ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਭੁੱਖੇ ਨੂੰ ਰੋਟੀ, ਪਿਆਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਣੀ, ਕੁਦਰਤ ਦਾ ਅਸੂਲ ਹੈ, ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ।
Master used to say that it is the law of nature that every thirsty gets the water and every hungry gets the food.
ਬੜੀ ਇੱਕ ਪਤੇ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਦ ਲਾੜਾ ਆਪਣੀ ਵਹੁਟੀ ਨੂੰ ਵਿਆਹਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਛੱਲਾ ਵੀ ਲਿਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕੱਪੜੇ ਵੀ ਲਿਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੇ ਘਰੇ ਲਿਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਹੀ ਕੀਤਾ, ਮੇਰੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਵੀ ਲਗਿਆ, ਛੱਲਾ ਵੀ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਔਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਗਲੇ ਵੀ ਲਗਾਇਆ।
ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵੈਰੀ ਇੰਟਰਸਟਿੰਗ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਵੈਨ ਦ ਗਰੂਮ ਗੋਜ਼ ਟੂ ਮੈਰੀ ਦ ਬ੍ਰਾਈਡ, ਹੀ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗਸ ਕਲੋਥਸ and ornaments and like that. So in the same way, when Master came to marry me, he brought the ring, he brought the clothes, and he did everything which was required according to the Indian tradition.
Lekin jis din hazur de roop karke sir ton chale gaye jo kuch is gareeb fakir di halat hoyi oh assi tuhanu ik shabd bol ke dassange ke ki halat si.
But when the same master left his physical form, then what happened to this lowly fakir? What condition happened? What was the condition of this lowly fakir? I will tell you that in this bhajan, which will be sung just now.
Because jo de asthool de se darshanan de naal sevak da fayda hunda hai, o baad mein o fayde to vanja reh janda hai.
Because after the master leaves the body, the benefit which the disciple gets from the darshan of the master, he doesn't get that.
To ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਦਿਹਾੜੇ ਉਹ ਆਪਣੀ ਯਾਤਰਾ ਪੂਰੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਇਸ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਅਸਲੀ ਧਾਮ ਚਲਿਆ ਗਿਆ। ਉਹ ਸੁੱਖ ਦੇ ਦੇਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਸਦਾ ਸੰਦੇਸ਼ ਅਸੀਂ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖਣਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਉਸਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਪਿਆਰ ਬਣਾਉਣਾ ਹੈ, ਆਪਣਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਭਜਨ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰਨਾ ਹੈ। ਸਾਡਾ ਹੁਣ ਫਰਜ਼ ਬਣਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਫੈਲੇ ਹੋਏ ਖਿਆਲ ਨੂੰ ਇਕੱਠਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਤੀਸਰੇ ਤਿਲ ਤੇ ਆਈਏ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਸਾਡੀ ਉਹ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਰ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ।
ਸੋ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਡੇ ਹੀ ਲੈਫਟ ਹੀ ਕੰਪਲੀਟਡ ਹਿਸ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਜਰਨੀ ਦਿਸ ਜਰਨੀ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਗੋਨ ਬੈਕ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਓ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਜ਼ਾਈਡਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਪਲੇਨ ਆਫ ਹੈਪੀਨੈਸ ਬਟ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰ ਹਿਸ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਵਾਟ ਹੀ ਵਾਂਟਡ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਹੀ ਟੋਲਡ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਡਿਵੈਲਪ ਲਵ ਸੋ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਲਵ ਈਚ ਅਦਰ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਲਵ ਹਿਮ ਐਂਡ ਨਾਓ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਅਵਰ ਡਿਊਟੀ ਟੂ do the constant repetition of the names which he gave us and to withdraw from all the outer things and collect our scattered attention at the eye center. This is the place where he is waiting for us.
ਇਹ ਭਜਨ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਤੜਫਦੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਬੋਲੇ ਸਨ ਜਦੋਂ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਦਾ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਯਾਤਰਾ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦੀ ਪੂਰੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਚਲੇ ਗਏ ਹੈ। ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਕੀ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਜੁੱਤੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਤੇ ਸਿੱਟ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਸੀ, ਪਜਾਮਾ ਵੀ ਕਿਤੇ, ਪੱਗ ਵੀ ਕਿਤੇ, ਬੁਰੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਮੈਂ ਕਿੱਲਿਆਂ ਵਾਲੀ ਪਿੰਡ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵਕਤ ਗੁਜ਼ਾਰਿਆ। ਹਾਲਾਂਕਿ ਉੱਥੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਕੌਣ ਹੈ, ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਹੁਣ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ, ਪਿਛਲੇ ਸਾਲ ਮੈਂ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਉਹ ਲੋਕ ਬੜੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਉੱਠ ਕੇ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਤੇਰੀ ਮਰਜ਼ੀ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਜਾਂ ਨਾ ਦੇ, ਅਸੀਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਧਾਰਨ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ। ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਕੀ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਇਹ ਆਪਣੀ ਦਿਲ ਦੀ ਕਹਾਣੀ ਦੱਸੀ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਉੱਠ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਸੇਵਕ ਦੇ ਪੱਲੇ ਕੀ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਦਿਸ ਭਜਨ ਵਾਸ ਸੰਗ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਯਰਨਿੰਗ ਸੋਲ ਬਾਈ ਦ ਸਫਰਿੰਗ ਸੋਲ ਵੈਨ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਲੈਫਟ ਦ ਫਿਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਬੋਡੀ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਦ ਸੋਲ ਵਾਸ ਨਾਟ ਈਵਨ ਅਵੇਅਰ ਆਫ his shoes. He didn't even know that where his shoes were. He didn't even know that whether he was wearing the pants or not. And he didn't even know anything about his body. I went to the village called Kilyanwali and spent my time there, even though nobody there knew me, that who I was. Only last year when I went there and when those people came to know that I was what I am, then they realized that they asked for satsang. Last year when I went there, they said that it is up to you whether to give us initiation or not, but we have accepted you as the master. So this bhajan was sung or written at that time when this soul was in a very bad condition, when she was suffering and yearning for the darshan of the master.
ਹਜ਼ਰਤ ਬਾਹੂ ਦਾ ਮੁਰਸ਼ਦ ਜਦ ਚੋਲਾ ਛੱਡ ਗਿਆ, ਉਹਨੇ ਦਰਦ ਭਰੇ ਲਹਿਜੇ ਚ ਕਿਹਾ, ਇਹ ਦੁੱਖ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਰਹੇ ਸੀ ਬਾਹੂ, ਰੋਂਦੜੀ ਹੀ ਮਰ ਜਾਵਾਂ ਹੂ।
When the master of Hazrat Bahu left the body, he also said this in a very suffering mood that, oh Bahu, I will always feel this pain, and with this pain and weeping in this pain, I will leave the body.
ਔਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਜਿਸ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਸਿਉ ਤਿਸ ਅੱਗੋਂ ਮਰ ਚੱਲੀਏ, ਤਿਰਗ ਜੀਵਨ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਤਾਂ ਕੇ ਪਾਛੇ ਜੀਵਣਾ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਅੰਗਦ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਡਾਈ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਦ ਵਨ ਹੂਮ ਯੂ ਲਵ, ਕਰਸ ਔਨ ਦ ਲਾਈਫ ਲਿਵਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਦ ਡਿਪਾਰਚਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ।
ਮੈਂ ਆਮ ਤੌਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਕਹਿਣਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੇ ਜਿੱਡਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਦੁਖੀ, ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਸੁਣਾਵਾਂ ਦੁੱਖ, ਸਦਾ ਸੁਖੀ ਰਹੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਦੁੱਖ ਦੀ ਪਛਾਣ ਕੀ।
Often I say that if anyone who has suffered like I have suffered. Only He can know about my suffering. Those who do not have any knowledge of the suffering, those who have always enjoyed the happiness, how can they have the knowledge of suffering?
Khusre ki jaande ne maithan de swaad tai hafzan vicharyan ne padhna Quran ki.
How the uniques can know the enjoyment of the indulgence, and how the hafids can know that what is written in the Quran.
Sajno jide andar guru da dard hai, guru da vichhoda yaad hai, o kade vi kise de naal hirkha nahi kar sakda ga, o kade vi kise da bura nahi soch sakda ga, kyunki ohnu ta fursat hi hai nahi ohde guru de vichhode nu bhullan di.
Dear ones, those who remember the separation of the master, those who are feeling the pain of the separation of the master and are yearning for him, he will never have any enmity or any jealousy towards anyone, because he doesn't have any time, because he is not forgetting the pain of the separation from his master. So how can he do the other things?
Main bachpane de vich ik bhajan likhya siga, ik na likhi mere satgur da vichhoda, paave chhut jaye sara sansar likh de. Main eh pehla hi huzur de mil to likhya si ke meri kismat de vich guru da vichhoda na likhi, paave sara sansar chhut jave beshak likh di.
In my childhood I wrote one bhajan at the end I said that don't write the separation of my master in my fate, no matter if I get separated from the world. This was written long before I met master, and I prayed in that to the fortune writer that don't write this thing in my fate, don't write in my fate that I may be separated from the master, no matter if I have to leave this world.
So sanu vi chahida hai apne pyare di yaad vich pyar de hanju kerige, oda jehda pyar da sabak sanu padhaya hai oh sabak nu yaad kariye.
So in the remembrance of our beloved master, we should also shed the tears in love, and lovingly we should learn the lesson of love which he taught to us.
And our closing bhajan is a bhajan of Guru Arjan Dev's on page 171. The Lord himself protects the honor of his servant and makes him meditate on Nam. Where the work of his servant is, he goes there to do it. Taking his servant near, he shows the kingdom of God. Whatever the servant asks of his master, that is done instantly. I sacrifice myself on that servant whom God likes. By hearing of his glory, the mind gets pleased. Nanak says, God also becomes pleased with him. The Lord himself protects the honor of his servant and makes him meditate on Nam. A bhajan on page 171.
Apne sevak ki aape rakhe. Apne sevak ki aape rakhe. Ape naam japave. Ape naam japave. Apne sevak ki aape rakhe. Apne sevak ki aape rakhe. Ape naam japave. Ape naam japave. Jai Jai Kaj Kirat Sevak Ki. Jai Jai Kaj Kirat Sevak Ki. Taha Taha Utadave. Taha Taha Utadave. Apne Sevak Ki Aape Rakhe. Apne Sevak Ki Aape Rakhe. Ape naam japave. Ape naam japave. Nikati hoe dikave sevak ko. Nikati hoe dikave sevak ko. Nikati hoe dikave. Nikati hoe dikave. Jo jo kahe takur pe sevaka. Jo jo kahe takur pe sevaka. Tatkala hoe ave. tat kala hoe ave apne sevak ki ape rake apne sevak ki ape rake ape nam japave ape nam japave tis sevak ke ho balehari tis sevak ke ho balehari jo apne prabhave jo apne prabhave tis kiso esuni mane hariya tis kiso esuni mane hariya tis nanaka parasana ave nanaka parasana ave apne sevak ki ape rake apne sevak ki ape rake ape nam japave ape nam japave.
The Lord himself protects the honor of his servant and makes him meditate on Nam. May God continue to bless us all.